This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
In this episode, I continue a conversation I had with Megan about her journey to learning and teaching natural history.
I'm Megan McCosker, and I live in Bar Harbor, Maine, and I am a teacher with lots of different kinds of experience.
With respect to change, so I had the great good fortune, it was 2017, 2018, and 2019, I spent a substantial part of my summers working for the Right Whale Project at the New England Aquarium. I did a fair amount of whale research, working for Manomet, working for Allied Whale at COA back in the day, and also working for New England Aquarium, where back in the day, in the early 90s, I flew for right whales off the coast of Florida. And because I'd kept my hand in whale watching and just kind of kept my hand in things, I was hired as a researcher in 2017. So that was the year of enormous right whale mortality in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. It was just gobsmackingly large. And when I mentioned this because of, you asked about change, and I think no large species has kind of changed its distribution more and with great effect than the North Atlantic right whale. When I was at MDI High School teaching computer science, I taught a data science class. And in our data science class, I had two wonderful students, and they pulled the data from the New England Aquarium, all the sightings data that where it was all effort corrected. And you could just look at 2010 and like the Mola Mola sightings like shoot up, and the Mola Molas are ocean sunfish. And then the right whale sightings are like, and that's in the Gulf of Maine. And what had happened was, now, you know, the Gulf of Maine is not particularly old, some thousands of years old. And right whales have been around a long time. So sort of baked into their DNA is, maybe I'll go left into the Gulf of Maine. Maybe I'll keep going and go left in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. Like from a right whale's perspective, it's not that different. But of course, we live in a world full of ships. There have been conservation measures put into place, moving of shipping lanes in the Bay of Fundy, which is part of the Gulf of Maine, but not in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. And in 2017, you had a growing number of right whales up there, and it directly overlapped with an expansion of snow crab fishing. And there were just an enormous number of deaths of whales. They were dying from the two things that kill right whales. They don't die naturally anymore. They die from ship strikes, and they die from entanglement. That seems to be related back to change in the Gulf of Maine, but the copepods are their food. And they, in the spring, they eat copepods at the surface, and there's more right whales than ever gathering in recent time, that is, in Cape Cod Bay and in that area, because conditions favor a lot of copepods at the surface in the spring. But there's been less cold water coming into the Gulf of Maine off of the coast of Nova Scotia, coming in the Labrador Current seems to have a weakening impact, although the last couple of years have been funky. But 2010 really kind of represented this shift. And in the Bay of Fundy in the fall, right whales feed on big fat copepods that are at the bottom. So they're still feeding on copepods, but in the spring it's at the surface, and the fall it's at the bottom. And there's the oceanography that drives these prey populations has produced this abundance in Cape Cod, but a depressed abundance in the Bay of Fundy. And so right whales need to eat a lot of copepods. Copepods are sometimes called cocoa puffs, and they're even smaller than a cocoa puff. Right whales are 50 tons or so. So that shift away, you know, where we don't have this layer of fat copepods has been driving this big change in right whale populations.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.